Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
19 minutes after 5 o'clock, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for spending part of your Thursday afternoon with me. A couple days this week, we've talked about the governor's new initiative to crack down on gun violence, the Gun Violence Prevention Program. It's going to start with $55 million in grants, and the guy handing out those grants is Chris Patterson. He joined us yesterday. We're talking about the different sort of priorities they'll be talking about when they hand out the grants, and he said, you know, they're going to look at different organizations that have done well in the past when it comes to heading off violence. And I asked him why they might not take this money and try to develop new innovative programs.
But I would say Governor Pritzker's vision for really bringing comprehensive care to communities around gun violence is innovative, right? So it extends now to mental health support that has never existed, right? And so, like, the idea that we're not going to just, you know, the violence reduction strategy has grown from just getting a person a job to dealing with the trauma that has affected that individual, mm-hmm. right? And so the communities that are faced with trauma, you know, making sure that we're doing, you know, street outreach and a serious investment, you know, touching and coordinating with schools and children and their families and communities. So this is a broader stroke and a broader strategy than, you know, I've ever seen or anyone's ever seen in the state of Illinois. So I do think with dealing with the mental health component that we'll bring something new and innovative.
Well, that's the governor's guy. The guy on the phone wants to debate the governor. He doesn't like the idea. The Reverend Anthony Williams joins us again. Reverend Williams, welcome back to the show.
It is a great honor to be with you, sir.
I appreciate that you're here. He is the pastor of King International Ministries. We talked a few times when you were walking to Washington, and that was to draw attention, was it to mental health and gun violence, or what was your issue there?
Our call was to call upon Governor Joseph Biden to sign an executive order on American violence as a public crisis.
I got you. Well, what is it about the governor's plan that you don't like?
Well, on April 27th, when I introduced Governor Pritzker to sign House Bill 158, the health reform bill, which is a spinoff from Resolution H.R.O. 433, which declares violence as a public health crisis. See, when you talk about gun violence, you're talking about a symptom. When you talk about domestic violence, a symptom. When you talk about racism, a symptom. Any type of violence, it has very tentacles and categories based on the information from the CDC. For the last 20 years, the CDC has called violence a public health crisis. So I talk about structural violence. I don't talk about symptoms. I talk about structural. Until we deal and look at the structure which causes this ongoing violence, then we're spinning our wheels and the premise is wrong. The governor's premise is wrong, and he should have consulted State Representative Camille Lilly, who's one of the sponsors of H.R. 158, LaShawn Ford, Lisa Hernandez, the speaker. He should have really had a conversation with them, because this has been a four-year legislative journey with them. So his premise, he continues to talk about the symptoms. Stop talking about the symptoms, talk about the structure.
We're talking to the Reverend Anthony Williams here. But Reverend Williams, according to my understanding, they're going after, I understand what you're saying, that at the very end, it's you know, one thing to arrest someone who shot someone else, which, you know, with any luck, that all would have been averted years before with some sort of intervention or changing course of the shooter's life. It seems to me that that's the kind of stuff they're after with these grants. Are you saying that it's not?
It's not enough. See, once again, they are concentrating on the symptoms.
Now I'm going to call you on that. Now, wait a sec. You've said that a few times, but if it's not a symptom, if they're trying to intervene in young men's lives before they take up the guns, I mean, that's pre-symptomatic, if you will. Am I incorrect there?
I agree with that. But let me say this.
Sure.
The word violence, what does it mean? It means to violate. Now, I'm not looking for utopia, but what I like to see the Pritzker administration do is to declare violence itself as a public health crisis. Follow the science on violence, Mr. Governor, the CDC. I'm not the CDC.
Okay.
And so as long as you talk about the symptom, you'll never get to the problem.
Okay, Reverend Williams, you've got $55 million in grants to hand out. How are you going to spend the money?
First of all, I've heard them talk about mental health. We've got to get mental health clinics open back up. We've got to educate people. Just like we educate people on COVID-19, we need to educate people on why violence is a public health crisis. We got to demonize violence. We got to uncool violence. We've got to let people know that violence is a disease, but it's not a contagion. We have an implosion that we are battling right now. Any good social scientist knows that, and the medical community knows that too. We must strive to make our state and our nation healthy. And that's all I tried to get the governor to do. Don't double talk. Call this Leviathan for what it is. Violence is a public health crisis, not gun violence.
But I you haven't convinced me yet, Reverend, and you're usually pretty good at convincing me of things. I mean, I don't understand what your how your approach is different than the governor's approach. If you're both looking to focus on mental health and early stages or pre-violent sort of associations, how are you different?
Four things had to happen. First of all,
okay.
You have to educate people. All of us, you have to be educated to be behind that mic.
Barely.
You have to educate people. No. You have to educate people on what this is. This is a serious. We are sandwiched between two viruses, COVID-19 and violence. Violence is a disease, but not a contagion. So we got to educate people. Number two, collaborations. We had to look at systemic, historical, structural violence. We have to look at that. So collaboration is very important. No one lives in this world by themselves. Number three, civility. Civility. We had to develop a comprehensive plan of civility, and that's not difficult. Number four, public policies and redirecting the funds. That's how the model that we initially talked about with the representatives. Now it's spun off into something else, and the focus you hear now is gun violence, gun violence, gun violence, gun violence. Well, that's just like blaming the fork for your obesity.
Okay, I got you.
That's what I'm saying.
I understand. Okay, so you want to debate the governor. Is he taking you up on that? I'm gonna bet no.
Look, he's not. I tell you what, I want to have a civil conversation with the governor because he doesn't seem to understand that I'm not having a conversation based off emotions. I'm having a conversation based off empirical evidence of what the CDC has said, that violence is a public health crisis. And so you have to have a totally different, intelligent, common sense, scientific approach to this. Just like we're dealing with COVID, we had to deal with this virus. We had to be very aggressive in dealing with it.
The Reverend Anthony Williams, it's always nice to talk to you, Rev. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for your kindness to me.
You as well. It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I have thoughts on what Reverend Williams said. You can give us a call, 312-981-7200. Text as well, but always love to talk. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.